Hey, good morning, everybody. We are GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. Time now for your morning update for Thursday, May 19th, brought to you by C&H Insurance, who begin with the goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and service. Now, this concept remains to be their priority to this day. They strive to give everyone who walks through their doors special attention and the best customer service possible. Their agents have over 50 years of combined insurance experience, and they're licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and Arizona. You know what? For all your insurance needs, contact Justin, Jody, or Tammy. Call them up, 218-773-0287, or you can stop by 1427 Central Avenue, Northwest at East Grand Forks. Grand Forks' best source, we insure through C&H. Maybe you should think about doing that yourself. C&H Insurance in East Grand Forks. Well, our weather today, rain pretty much on and off all day. Cloudy skies, it's not very nice. Looking for a high today right around 59 degrees. Well, a Minnesota man facing up to 10 years in prison for causing a large crash last July on Highway 2 near Grand Forks. 55-year-old Stephen Pachowski is now charged in Grand Forks County with manslaughter, three felony counts of aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, and two misdemeanor counts of assault and simple assault. On July 2nd of last year, officers were called to Highway 2 for a report of a semi-driver swerving and driving recklessly on the rumble strips. 8 minutes later, officers took several emergency calls about a multi-vehicle crash. Traffic was head-to-head at the time of the crash due to westbound lane being closed. Court documents say Pachowski was approaching the intersection of Highway 2 and the airport road, which many cars were already stopped at for a red light. Pachowski stuck the back of a Chevy Malibu, which then started a chaotic chain reaction involving six other vehicles. Driver of the Malibu, later identified as 61-year-old Dr. Eric Jane of Des Moines, Iowa, died from his injuries. Jane's passenger, 61-year-old Sally Cooper Smith, survived. 14 other people were involved in the crash among the six vehicles. Court documents say two suffered serious bodily injury, while there are more sustained substantial injuries. Documents say there was no evidence collected that showed Pachowski tried to brake before the crash. During an interview with Pachowski, documents say he admitted to looking down prior to the crash. His next court date has not yet been set. Well, two large vehicles overturned on I-29 yesterday afternoon in Trail County. Authorities say a semi and a pickup pulling an RV were traveling on the interstate when gusty winds blew by, causing them both to tip onto their sides. Pickup and the RV overturned in a portion of the lanes of traffic while the semi landed in a nearby ditch. The ordeal caused traffic to be stalled and reduced to one lane for more than 2 hours. Canadian man who was driving the pickup was treated at a local hospital in Grand Forks for non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the semi, who is from Nevada, Missouri, was not hurt. Well, here we go. It is time for your Moe's Daily Dish from Moe's Cafe. Man, does this sound good. Chicken salad served in a croissant. Tender white meat chicken with grapes, candied pecans, celery blended with tarragon mayo. Now, this was Moe's original menu, and they are bringing it back. And, of course, it is served with crispy fries, and it's just $11. I know where I'm going for lunch today. I'm going to Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, income eligibility for state WIC program has changed based on new federal poverty levels, according to the North Dakota Department of Health. Change, which took place earlier this month, increases the income a family can make and still qualify for services. With a family of four now able to earn up to $4,279 each month, helping to keep families healthy is the main goal of WIC. Amanda Variano, WIC program director with the North Dakota Department of Health, said in a press release, WIC ensures that mothers and young children have access to healthy foods, breastfeeding support, accurate information, and referrals to other services. If you'd like to find out more information, visit the North Dakota WIC website. And finally, in sports, Carlos Correa went 2-for-4 with a ribby double in his return from a stint on the injured list caused by a bruised middle finger on his right hand. And the Minnesota Twins set a season high for runs in a 14-4 rout of the Oakland Athletics last night. Twins are off today. They'll be in Kansas City to play the Royals tomorrow night at 7:10. High school baseball, Grand Forks Red River over Devil's Lake 9-5 and Wahpeton 5-3 yesterday, while GFC Grand Forks Central lost to Fargo North 8-4. Now, today, East Grand Forks will host World at 4:30. East Grand Forks Sacred Heart will host Mayville Portland. Now, these might not be correct as that website over there is all messed up. Girls softball yesterday, Fargo South beat Red River 5-4 at 8 innings. Today, Central is at Valley City. Red River is at Devil's Lake. Girls tennis, Grand Forks Central 9, West Fargo 0. Now, today, Central will host Wahpeton at 9 o'clock this morning. Now, this match was postponed through the match because of bad weather last week. They will return to playing today with Central up 6-0. As soon as that is done, Grand Forks Red River will play Wahpeton at 10. And, of course, these matches will be at Choice Health and Fitness. Well, there you go. That's a look at your morning update brought to you by Northwest Tire and Grand Forks, who's looking to hire a tire technician. You know, if you're not afraid to show up for work on time and you're not afraid to show up and work, well, this job might be perfect for you. No prior work experience is necessary. Northwest Tire will train the right people. Get great benefits like PTO, health insurance, 401k, and more. Pay will depend on experience. Stop into Northwest Tire on Gateway Drive to find out more. Call Chad at 701-780-8473, or you can apply online at nwtire.com. Well, Dirty Thursday brought to you by River City Speedway today at 11 with the Bullring Boys, and back by popular demand, we talk with late model legend Tom Corcoran. Bobby Dusso also going to be joining us from Dusso Photography to talk about the widely popular NOSA magazine. It's going to be a fun, fun show. Make sure you tune in. Hey, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us, everybody. All right, hit that notification bell on your smartphone and become a patron on Podbean. Qualify for some pretty cool giveaways. You know, Grand Forks is a great place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.